I was gonna rip his heart out. I'm the best ever. I'm the most brutal and vicious and most ruthless champion there's ever been. There's no one can stop me. Lynx is a conqueror. No, I'm Alexander. He's no Alexander. I'm the best ever. There's never been anybody as ruthless. I'm Sonny Liston. I'm Jack Dempsey. There's no one like me. I'm from Nairclaw. There's no one that can match me. My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable. And I'm just ferocious. I want your heart. I want to eat your children. Praise be to Allah.
This time, I am cold, I am emotionless, I am zen, at peace, ready for war.
You know, I heard a quote one time from Vincent van Gogh that really rang true. He said, he has dedicated his life to his art, and he has lost his mind in the process. When I sat and I thought about that, it sounded very familiar. I have given every single thing, every ounce of my life to this craft, to perfecting my craft, and I continue to do so. And in the process, I have lost my mind, but in a good way. To regular society, to people who wake up at 9 a.m., who clock out at 5 p.m., they would look at me and say, I've lost my mind. But me, I have found it almost.
I'm the biggest fighter in all history. I'm the greatest fighter in all history. I don't have to convince nobody, man, that I am great. They all know it.
I'll fight any man in the world. I'll beat any man in the world.
As you know, I'm a confident man. I don't believe or I can't see anyone beat me. Nothing worries me. This is nothing but a small thing that will soon be out of the way.
I put everything on the line for a two-fight champion.
I got the moon in the ring. I'm happy. And I don't worry about nobody being that good to really hurt me. If you don't believe it, come down here and try.
I'm unranked. It will be no match. Oh, I'm so glad. I'm going to make all of them shake their mouths.
All my critics, I told you all that I was the greatest of all time. I'm still the greatest of all time. I'm going to flow like a butterfly and sing like a bee.
Nothing can stop me, as you know. I've been under all types of adversity, all kind of pressures.
I am not a legend. I am the storm that carved empires into stone. They told me the world was too vast, that I was too young, too bold. They said the mountains could not be crossed, the armies could not be beaten, the gods would not favor me. I heard their doubts, and I rode past them. You want greatness, then you must want what others fear. Not comfort, not permission, not war with yourself, with limits, with faith.
When God gives you your dreams that do not match your budget, He is not looking at your bank account, He is checking your faith. Trust God's plan. Trust the process. He give you exactly what He meant. When God wants to make a man powerful, what does He do? He rips him into a million fucking pieces, only so He can build him back to be something greater than he was. And this is a blessing. Never look at this as a curse. It's a blessing. God loves you. Without pain, no fucking world.
Frustration, humiliation, shock, smile, embraced it, smile, hey, it's the great king, it's the angel, ask me why you say it, do you really want to achieve the world's, no, I just don't, any pain, ever in the world can go, hey, the boot is gone.
Your lack of commitment is almost an insult to the people who believe in you. And that's what I'm trying to tell myself. It's like, there's people who believe in me. So this is what I'm telling myself right now with today. There's people that believe in me. And me having this half commitment. It's not what the fuck I am. It's not what my people, it's not what the people who believe in me deserve. And I wanna give back to people who believe in me and give them that belief, you know, and prove that belief correct. So that's where we're at now. Let's see what it all
makes you such a good thing.
I don't know, I'm just curious about it. I'm curious about it. It's never, I mean, it's in my head 24/7.